Dylan Brown, can you quite believe it?
No, sure, it's unbelievable. It's what dreams are made of, and couldn't have happened any better. It was very smooth race, great performance from the horse. He won very well going away at the line.
And he was the standout horse in the ring. He's a colossal big horse. You would have thought that all he's going to do is improve, but I thought he parked a little bit when he got to the front.
Definitely, he did the same when he won his maiden here. He picked up really good, like he was going to win 4 or 5 lengths, but when he got there, he just does what he needs to, saves plenty. But at the same time, he gets the job done very well, and but it was very smooth the whole way. And he picked up good when it went for him, but won well at the line.
And when you started out pony racing, could you have envisaged your career to have gone the way it has gone? You know, champion apprentice and now a class or a Group 1 winning rider.
No, sure. That's what you look at when you're that age, and you're always hoping you're going to be riding in the car, never mind Group 1s. And so at such a young age, I've got so many opportunities, which I'm very grateful for, and without them it's not possible, and without the help of everyone who's got me here and the support behind everyone, Joseph for putting me up in these big races and having the faith in me, it's just a massive team effort, and it wouldn't be possible without everyone, my family, everyone who's got me here. So things couldn't be going better, and long may it last, hopefully.
And can you remember your first ride on the pony circuit?
Yeah, my first ride was Kipper, Rachel Carton's pony. I did loads of lessons on her. Rachel gave me loads of grounding.
And where was that?
That was in Rathmullen, down on the beach, and Adrian used to take me down every Tuesday evening to Milford, down to the Sandring, and we used to get soaked every night, but it's all worth it. Rachel was a big help very early. I rode Kipper for a year or two in pony race, and he got me started off, got me my first winner. Then I moved on to the bigger horses, and Adrian had loads of horses at the time, massive help. And we had a lot of good horses, got loads of opportunities there. Rode plenty of winners pony racing, which was a big help. Mum, Dad, Hugh, Johnny Holian, he used to drive me around the country everywhere every morning, riding horses here, there and everywhere, and it's just a massive team effort. Everyone at home, they've been so supportive, drove me up and down the country from Donegal to Cork to Kerry to Galway, you name it, they were always there when I needed them. And sure, then I just, through the pony racing circuit then, everyone knows who they are, who's after helping me and giving me loads of rides, and everyone was always so helpful and couldn't do enough.
I suppose just the week that's gone as well, the fact that young Jack passed away pony racing, you were at his funeral as well, it really kind of justifies to make sure that pony racing continues. The grounding that you've got, I don't know whether Gavin did any pony racing who was second, Ben, yeah, I think has done some as well. It's such an important foundation.
Yeah, unbelievable. We don't know how lucky we are to be here, and my sympathies go out to the Brownhead family. It's so sad. It's just a freak accident, and we're just really lucky to be here. And I was just watching a race the other day, pony racing that I won, and it just gives you goosebumps to think back, like I actually did that, and look how unfortunate he was for that accident to happen. And you just have to take in how lucky we are to be here at all.
Just as you passed by the post there, nice moment when Gavin, he was a good friend of yours, he congratulated you and Ben. There's a great level of camaraderie within the weigh room.
Exactly, everyone's there to support each other. You have to look after each other in the track when you can, but when everyone, whoever gets a winner, all the lads, they couldn't be more happier for you. You get well done when you come in, and everyone gets on. You have to look after each other. It's a very dangerous sport. You have to have each other's back, but it's great to see that all the lads do that as well, so it's great.
And will you get a chance to celebrate this?
My whole family's here today nearly, so we'll go out for a bit of food later on, and I'm sure we'll enjoy it.